Track 16.
People often speak of space as the final frontier in human exploration. You know, the last unexplored place. Men have walked on the moon and sent equipment to other planets, but we have only just begun to explore our universe. There are countless other planets and stars for us to explore and possibly even colonize one day. While there is no denying that space is relatively unexplored, there are some other unexplored frontiers a lot closer to home. Our oceans. They provide us with so many different things, from food to medicines, but scientists estimate that less than 10% of our seas have been explored, and only a handful of people have travelled to their deepest depths. As we explore further into our oceans, new discoveries are made. New life forms have been found in marine environments where we thought life was impossible, in complete darkness and under extreme pressure. More than 70% of Earth's surface is covered by seas, and they contain 99% of the living space on our planet. Scientists believe that there are hundreds of marine species that have yet to be discovered, not to mention the fact that our climate and atmosphere are controlled primarily by the oceans. The British poet T.S. Eliot once said, "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time." Eliot died many years ago, but I think his words are just as important today as they were in his time. What do you think?